He Wounded the Old Serpent Three Times by Thomas Watson. What an infinite mercy it is that God has blessed us with the scriptures. The barbarous Indians have their golden minds, but not the scriptures, which are more to be desired than much fine gold. Our Saviour bids us search the scriptures. We must not read these holy lines carelessly, as if they did not concern us, or run over them hastily, but peruse them with reverence and seriousness. The noble Bereans searched the scriptures daily. The scripture is the treasury of divine knowledge. It is the rule and touchstone of truth. Out of this well we draw the water of life. Read the Word as a book made by God Himself. Other books may be written by holy men, but this book is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is the library of the Holy Spirit. Read the Word as a perfect rule of faith. It contains all things essential to salvation. The Word teaches us how to please God and how to order our lives in the world. It instructs us in all things that belong either to prudence or piety, and is able to make us wise unto salvation. When you read the Word, look on it as a soul-enriching treasury. Search it as for hidden treasure. In this Word are scattered many divine sayings. Gather them up as so many jewels. This blessed book will enrich you. It fills your head with divine knowledge and your heart with divine grace. In this field, the pearl of price is hidden. What are all the world's riches compared to these? Islands of spices, coasts of pearls, rocks of diamonds, these are but the riches which reprobates may have, but the Word gives us those riches which angels have. Look upon the Word as a spiritual armory, out of which you fetch all your weapons to fight against sin and Satan. Here are weapons to fight against sin. The Word of God is a holy sword which cuts asunder the lusts of the heart. When pride begins to lift up itself, the sword of the Spirit destroys this sin. When passion vents itself, the Word of God, like Hercules' club, beats down this hellish fury. When lust boils, the Word of God cools that intemperate passion. Here are weapons to fight against Satan. When the devil tempted Christ, he wounded the old serpent three times with the sword of the Spirit. It is written, Satan soon foils that Christian when he is unarmed and without scripture weapons. Look upon the Word as a spiritual looking glass to dress yourselves by. It is a mirror for the blind. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. In other mirrors you may see your faces. In this mirror you may see your hearts. This mirror of the Word clearly represents Christ. He is most precious, altogether lovely, a wonder of beauty, a paradise of delight. Look upon the Word as a shop of spiritual antidotes and remedies. If you find yourself dead in duty, here is a medicine. If you find your heart hard, the Word will soften and mollify it. If you are poisoned with sin, here is an herb to expel it. Look upon the Word as a sovereign elixir to comfort you in distress. It comforts you against all your sins, temptations, and afflictions. What are the promises but divine cordials to revive fainting souls.